Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we're here. It's Wednesday. We're a little late. We're actually not that late, but we're at a later time than our normal broadcast. But we're here and hoping to hear from some of you today. 914-338-0164 is the call number. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And we invite you to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile. Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic. And that's, you can follow us there as well on Blog Talk Radio. Okay.
So we oftentimes get callers and people who call in on the show and private about how do you deal with challenges? How do you work through energy a bit? And you have a choice to make in life. Well, how do you meet that choice when it seems to be overwhelming? And there are some basic, simple solutions to that. Of course, one is awareness, being aware of your mind, body, and soul. And mind, body, and soul is also being aware of every chakra you've got to know how to operate. So it's good to know the history of each chakra throughout your life, your first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. It's good to know the history of those chakras. Not too many people think about that. How do you map out the history of each individual chakra? The history of relationships, the history of diet, appetite,
You just sound like Bill Cosby for some reason, the way you were delivering that.
Yeah. Would you mind drinking this for a minute?
You just did.
The history of communication, the history of the history of your homes. Not too many people get a chakra with the
credit. In relation to past life is also pertinent to a person's life.
And right. Sometimes you don't have access.
What I'm saying. You don't have access.
You map it out. You map it out in the current state. That's fine if you have access to the past life, but right now, just the current state. And you put it in form. You mark your items in order. And you stay on your graph what year occurred. And you go through each chakra independent of one another. You look at the broader picture later, but you've got to go through each chakra independent. Of course, you need to have an awareness of your chakra.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because sometimes it can be confusing if an issue involves two elements. You know, if there's a spiritual problem in a relationship, what chakra do you go to? Obviously, two, but...
When you go to two, you might parenthesize the...
Right, but what I'm stating is
the theme.
It can get confusing when there's multiple themes in a specific that attach themselves to a specific event.
You're just writing down the basics. You're not writing down the thought formation around the basic end.
Right, but it has to be classified correctly.
The basic. I was born here, lived so many years in this house. A divorce while we were living in the house. You're just sticking to, you're talking only the facts now. I was in this relationship, my family, This was my first girlfriend and boyfriend. This was my second. This is how we broke up. This is when I got married. This is when I got divorced. This is when I celebrated my 20th anniversary. You map out that. Then you map out your appetites, your creative energies, your diet, how you suffered in your body, and what you were accustomed to eating. Oh, I loved candy bars when I was young. We didn't eat much. There was never food on the table.
Gosh, that sounds terrible. I'm sorry.
I ate too much.
God, lots of problems.
and it's just not the food. I was rather instinctual as a kid.
Or had intuition.
Intuition. How long were you dependent on your mother? I ran away from home at 12. I'm living at home with my mother and I'm 50. Because that's still the third chakra of the stomach where the navel, we know what the navel and the mother is. Lung problems, asthma, balancing problems, high blood pressure. Was I a good grader in all my subjects? You're looking at balance too. Fifth would be, was I always a communicator? Was I shy? Did I write a book when I was 10? Did I take lessons in voice or music? That's the fifth. Did my mouth get me in trouble? Or was I on the Tibetan team? Yeah, just figure it out. Sixth chakra. I was always a dreamer. I read Tom Swift, Indiana Jones maybe today. I was involved in space exploration. I was always dreaming. I was inventing things.
Child astronaut.
I went into psychology early and studied the mind. I became I studied the brain, a neurologist, internal, that kind of thing. Seventh, I go to church. I was confirmed. I was bar mitzvahed. I was baptized. That's the seventh chakra. I read spiritual books. I was into mysticism. I was doing seances when I was eight. It doesn't matter. That's the seventh chakra. I was helping the world. I was volunteering. Okay, we've got the point. Those are all the chakra systems. Now, when you're having trouble with a particular chakra, you also have to take that out of context. In addition to keeping it in the space, you have to take those troubles out of context and see how well you've been doing with them. And if they cause anxiety or you're just not working right, how do you meet a challenge? Well, the ground rule is breath. The breath is very important. Your breath is a control. Your breath, we tend to think breath is always middle C. You just breathe in, you breathe out. You breathe in, you breathe out. Sometimes if you're scared, you breathe faster. If you're running, you breathe faster. If you're sleeping, you breathe soft. You breathe in, you breathe out. But there's just more to life than middle C. Now, how do you use that breath and at what frequency, at what volume, at what intensity when you're up against a challenge? High diving, parachuting, skiing, taking a deep breath to focus on something, a complex issue.
Going to a job interview.
Going to a job interview.
Anyway, we're giving these exhaustive lists, which are fine, but...
Well...
Yeah, I mean, we have time.
So you have to understand your breath is a control. It's control. You do different things. If you're deathly sick, well, sometimes breath is overwhelmed by it. But breathing is important. Now, what's important, the most important thing about breathing just is the most important thing on the face of a dollar bill to keep us mindful of what the energy intent is of either the breath of our life or how we can buff
God.
And that is God for us. And we trust the awareness of God or any other metaphor that might apply or adjective or noun or nickname, whatever you want to call it. But in essence, for the majority of us, not all, it's God. In God, we, meaning that your dollar should be in a dollar. And anything you have that involves the state of mind, the void of the awareness of God and the practice of godly living will be worked together. So those are the items need a challenge. Those are the first things.
Go ahead. No, finish your thought.
Organizing and constructing your thought and practice makes perfect. What were you going to say?
I was going to say is there's a lot of things to be aware of. It's not, you know, people sometimes are excel in one chakra system, one category, and then let the others go. And so there's an imbalance.
Right. A poor chakra. You have to be attuned to that middle chakra. Fourth chakra is the core. So that also entails how
you... Then you get... Then you get into the idea of... You start to get into the birth date, but you're not too deeply into the four and the birth date, or if there's a division of four, something like that. Then, you know, it has to be further examined, the issue of balance and heart.
Yeah, your karma brought you in with a broken up number, like
1-3.
22nd.
Oh, you're 13.
The 25th, whatever. It's broken up. Then, of course, there's some shattering of the perfection of that chakra, and then you can send it with something you brought in with you. And then you know how it's broken up, a 2 and a 5. Relationship and expression. You have to be aware of those things. And that is the general makeup of how you need a challenge, not to underemphasize or underestimate the course of action and discipline and practice and concentration. You don't just get it sitting down and waiting for it like a bus. You got to work. Most of us need to work, even if we're talented. It becomes easy. Then there's the work of ethics and integrity and the purpose of the outcome. What is your motive? What is your goal? So just because things come easy to some people, there's still attachments.
Well, I mean, you know, in the event that, I was actually thinking of this yesterday, but the fact that people come into, I'm talking about being good at something, some people come in extremely talented in a specific art or sport or subject, but, you know, that's karma, especially when you come in early with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's the element of good karma, which, you know, would be classified as things as having a good family and a stable upbringing or extreme talent. It's still a karmic situation.
Yeah. You can see the resurfacing of karma in your life, in your numbers. It's true.
And doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing that happens, but it's still karma, so it has to be handled accordingly. If someone's aware of why they're, if they're aware why their life has progressed the way it has, if they're aware of those aspects of karma, then, you know, you could conduct yourself differently than someone who's uneducated, for sure.
As in physics, mechanics, there's a positive and a negative. You have those energies, mathematics, you have those energies, chemistry. There's a positive and a negative.
There's duality.
Even in a car battery. And yes, duality. So when you have a situation where your karma, where the energy is split, you have to decide what is the emphasis. It's like the old 45 record. You have the hit side on one side and some obscure song on the other, which sometimes became big hits, sometimes not went anywhere. It was always to a record, the old-fashioned records, the 33 and a third and the 78s and the 45s.
45, so we're just talking about records. We have a caller.
Yeah, two sides.
So hold on, caller. We're going to be with you in just a moment. Okay. Hi.
Hi, Christian. This is Jackie. Great to hear
you. Yeah. Thought that was you.
You did.
1-5, what's your year? 65? I can't remember.
1965.
Yeah. Oh, I did remember. Okay. What's new, Jackie?
Well, I'm waiting to get released from my current position to go to another school closer to home. Hopefully things would be a little different because the environment is supposedly different. And I just want to see what you see for the next couple of months ending the school year and moving forward.
Okay.
Well, first of all, look at the 5 in the day and the 6 in the year, and then look at 55 and inverted. That's her age.
Yeah.
56. So your master number is 9. That would be a 54 multiple, but you are 56, which still applies to your birth number, Jackie. Could you have a 5?
Why
and
you
6
said 56? My year is 65. What do you mean?
No, how old are you right now?
Okay.
How old are you, Jackie?
57.
Oh, she's 57?
Because it's, 2022.
Forgiving.
But
it's
she just, so she just completed 56.
So explain why.
So you just completed a cycle of your master number, or started this, you completed and started a cycle of master number at 56.
Okay.
And that is your birth date. So in the past year, obviously, there have been some changes that have good for you. Can you identify those? Any changes?
The good change?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What significant happened in the last year?
Yeah, there has been some changes. I think it's really more internally with how I view my job. Like, I'm not as connected to it emotionally as I was before. And I've been releasing that need to, I guess, excel at it. I've just been really doing it to get by.
What kind of job?
So she's a teacher. But you've been unhappy teaching. She's a math teacher.
Yeah, at that location, they had me doing math and science, actually.
And you... math and science, and happy there for a long time. And before COVID, you were going to do some teaching, like you wanted to get into the corporate world and train
yes.
people.
Right,
but that
like consulting.
Consulting, so that didn't happen. You decided not to pursue that because probably it's, you're getting a steady income
with
where
COVID
you're at.
COVID and everything, exactly.
Yeah. Is there anything, just out of curiosity, did you buy new shoes recently, or did anybody in your home buy new shoes? Anything about shoes?
I did get some shoes the other day, but they weren't new. Someone gave me shoes that actually fit my feet. I've had a hard time with shoes. My daughter-in-law gave me some shoes.
When did you get them?
Within the last week. I want to say maybe Sunday, Saturday, Sunday.
Because what it's interesting, because what I saw was old shoes, but I thought, okay, it's a symbol of, I mean, the way I interpreted it, someone got shoes. So I saw that vision, and you did get shoes, but they were not new, but they were given to you. So
right. They look new. They're nice shoes. They're nice. Matter of fact, the brand, I actually need to start looking in the brand, because I've had a hard time finding the right shoes to fit my feet.
So the person that gave them to you is who again? You said it, but
my son's girlfriend.
Son's girlfriend, and just she
yeah.
just simply said, "I well, what was this? You know, fit
no,
the shoes."
She wanted to get rid of them. She wanted to get rid of them. My son told me to try them on, and they fit my feet like perfectly.
Okay.
They're really nice shoes. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you see, when we go forward. To answer your question about job, your life, we have to look at, one, your code and interpret that in relation to your age. Then we have to look at certain psychic raw material that come up, like the shoes. Now, that brings in your potential daughter-in-law. Right now, it's just girlfriend-in-law. It, you know, it's his girlfriend. So to complete the picture, to answer your question, things that would help us would be your son's birth date and her birth date.
What are they still living with you? They moved out. Can't remember.
No, they're still living with me. They live downstairs. Yeah.
Okay.
There's another son that lives with me with his girlfriend and the baby.
Okay, so there's two sons that live with girlfriends in your home.
So six people in the house?
Seven with a baby.
Oh.
Is that right, Jackie?
It's eight of us.
Eight? So wait.
It's
son,
myself,
girlfriend. Son,
my
girlfriend.
Husband.
Oh, husband.
Yeah, eight. Okay. We just miscounted.
Yeah.
Okay. Eight people. What are the birth dates of your girl, the girlfriend?
Just the son and the girlfriend.
In with the shoes.
Oh, I forget her birthday. I honestly do. But my son is December 8th.
Year?
1994. December 9th, 1994, I'm sorry.
Oh, December 9th. Well, his master number is your day.
Yeah, he's pretty independent. Him and her, they're independent.
Well, now, so vocalize again your question.
22. What birth date do you have?
Well, I just recently got a new job offer, and it's closer to home. The environment is supposed to be very different from where I'm currently working. And I actually have, I have to wait like 60 days for them to release me. And, I'm looking forward to the move, and I also still want to move on in my own personal life. Just want to see what you see with the move.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm getting. Okay, now this is not in pen. It's in pencil, but it's a psychic pencil, but it's not going to be a psychic pen. So here's what I'm getting. I'm seeing a plane, like a plane somewhere within the next 2 months. And in that conception of time, I'm seeing a move. So this would be around June. Now, if we begin to analyze planes and you think to yourself, okay, when was the last time I was on a plane? Do I know anyone who was taking a plane trip? Has there been anything recent in the last 6 months? Has anyone talked to you about planes? Do I live near an airport? That kind of thing. Jackie, first go there about planes.
Yeah, my sons have taken a plane trip.
The one with the tenant with the shoes?
Yes, he actually went to Panama, him and the girlfriend and her parents, and they all got sick down there, COVID.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, took them a while to get back in the country.
Okay.
And
so
then
The plot is thickening. Thickening, Jackie, thickening. Why did they go to Panama?
For to visit her grandparents.
So she has relatives there.
Yes.
Okay. Now, so we've got that zone going on. Do you know when they went approximately?
During the Christmas vacation.
Okay.
They had a horrible time.
Okay, within 6 months. Now,
that's really, yeah.
Have you
then another son, but he doesn't live in New Jersey. He lives in Tennessee. Him and his girlfriend and her family went to Dominican Republic, but they enjoyed it.
Okay.
Just wait real quick. We're just 530, we see you. Not sure if you're wanting a reading. And 574 is in the queue without pressing 1. So 574 and 530, if you want a reading, press 1. I think 530 might be listening.
And then we have to speed this reading along, Jackie.
Okay.
In your job as a teacher, teaching math in high school, was there ever a health crisis while you ever, in any year that you worked, do you remember any student getting sick, anything to do with health?
Not students, but I had a crisis.
That counts.
That counts, yeah.
Just recently, I left there sick last week, like really bad.
Okay.
All right.
What was sickness? Were you vomiting?
Yesterday, but I had like a cold, chills. I took the COVID test, but it came back negative. Like I was feeling really bad last week.
Yeah.
I'm on a break now.
Are you on any meds? Did you have any like pie to eat? What you were going up with?
I don't know what made me sick. All I know is just that, you know, I started itching first, like a couple of days before that, and then that disappeared, and then the next thing I had like a major cold and fever.
Do you know, real quick, because with other callers, did they raise their hand? Other calls, we're getting to you now because we spent a lot of time with Jackie. Real quick, you know what you ate that night when you threw up?
I didn't initially throw up. I threw up days later. But
doesn't
what
matter.
I ate that day.
What did you throw up the day before you threw
up?
What did you eat
the day
before
you threw up?
Before you
a
threw
sandwich.
Up.
A chicken sandwich.
Okay.
Chicken. Okay. Here's the fast reaction. Possibly in 2 months, possibly in 2 months, there'll be the change you're looking for with your community. We're going to put out energy. We invite you to come show, whatever you want to do. But that's the main goal right now as we speak.
You went in and out in 2 months, what?
In 2 months, you may achieve the goal that you want.
Okay.
But you have to wait it out. That's what the ultimate prognosis is.
You can always call the show again in the meantime. We give you a time again. Or you can call us personally. But we got to move on to the other callers. So
okay.
Let's do that right now, 2 months, within 2 months.
Okay.
Okay, Jackie.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, we have a caller from 574. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, boy.
Can you hear us?
Hi. It sounds like you're in jail. Is there a Jewish jail where it just echoes like that thing? It sounds like it's jail and it's echoing and everything. It's
really
weird.
That's weird.
Are you in your grandma's basement?
Am I in what? We in what?
My name is Johnson there. Hey, Billy Johnson. And I'm from Alabama there. And I would like to get red.
Oh, okay. Your name is Johnson?
And I don't want no Jew man to do it. So I want the woman there to do it.
Well, you know, it's what's funny is that we're both involved right now in crossing the
Red
Sea.
Words aren't going to solve that.
Yeah, it's parted. So what you should do is call us back in 1,000 years when Christ returns, and we'll answer any question you want.
You should have a bit. You'll kill him again.
Okay. Well, we don't have another caller right now.
We don't have another caller.
Wow.
Well, okay. So we were talking about the chakra system.
And balance. Which is about being balanced, brought to the forefront of the conversation. Okay.
And, you know, so that would be the fourth chakra, which involves balance comes, fourth chakra is the heart. So balance comes in a large degree with the rhythm of breathing, and with the rhythm of the consciousness of the breath.
Well, the interesting thing about our former caller, Neil, is that she has no four, but she does have a four in her 1-5. So,
well,
and she's having some problems balancing her life, her career with her personal life, a lot of family drama going on in regards to having all those people in the home. And anyway.
Yeah. The distance between her 1 and 5, it has a 4 in there, so there is a journey in that regard. Yes. So that means that from the first chakra to the fifth chakra, on a karmic level, there was some attitude about being off balance. But there was a strong, karmically speaking,
communication.
There was a strong voice involved.
Yeah.
Very, very, very strong voice.
Well,
is she still listening? No,
she's listening, yeah. And actually, you know, she has a 5 not only on in the day, but in the year as well.
Well, she's our only caller. We can bring her back.
Yeah, let's bring her back. Jackie, it's your lucky day. Are you there? She's not
Maybe
there.
She walked away from the phone.
Okay. Well, that's all right. She is, I wonder if we're having a problem being heard.
So, you know, if you can't really define the issue of the heart, more or less the root system and the communication system, and then when you put that together, 1 and 5, you get a 6, which is the mental state.
Which again appears in her, in the succeeding number, excluding the century.
Correct. So, and it comes back down again. If you, what you add in the middle number, it's 1, 4, 5. So you get 10 again.
Yeah.
So it's a grounding of energy. It's funny that right now she has currently 8 people living in her home. We didn't factor in the baby at the time and the husband.
Well, I did. I was just counting along. I was remembering all the, yeah, I did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then why, of course, so the question is on a psychic level, why shoes?
Why, no, but why is it
planes?
8? Well, why is it 8, though? Two sets of sons with girlfriends, and then her husband.
It was seen 7.
It was 7. That's what I got. Yeah. Well, where's the third, the
one,
eighth
two,
person?
Three,
that's 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
6, 7.
Because she's got her son upstairs. So it's 1, 2. And then she and her husband is 4. The other son, 5. The baby, 6.
No, girlfriend, boyfriend. There's two sets of couples living under their roof. That's 4 people, plus a baby is 5, plus Jackie and her husband is 7. It's 7, but there may be a person she eliminated from the discussion. I don't know. We may have missed a person, unless they both have babies. It wasn't clear, but I came up with 7 as well. 7.
Well, I don't know why she said 8. I don't know.
Well,
she seemed to know that it was 8. And what's funny is that her son's master number is
8.
So I don't know. I don't know. But the but again, that attitude of one, and then the 65 and the years and 11 are 2, which
brings in problems in relationship, and she has a lot of problems with her family members. There was a long dispute over property that the family owned. And so there's those difficulties aside from the fact that, you know, she's got some challenges with her kids. But I mean,
yeah,
everybody has challenges with their kids. I'm sure there's a parent on some level. So it's not totally unusual.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we're all going to have problems.
Right. Everybody comes into the world with issues, or you wouldn't be on the planet.
Of the number system might make it more exclusive to the individual, even though that everybody's got general problems. What's interesting about Jackie is that 4 tucked in her karma, there would be an advantage to breath. And she doesn't have to go to yoga class to understand it.
That's
but there is an advantage to breath
it.
Because the breath element is tucked between the first chakra and the fifth.
So it can help ground her communication.
Right. Right.
If she, yeah.
Her balance. But I know that we cannot talk unless we're breathing. Think about it. You can't talk unless you're breathing. I mean, you can take a deep breath and close your mouth and make a funny sound with your mouth closed, like you're humming, but that still requires a vibration of the vocal cord, maybe exhaling through your nose. Because it's hard to really, you can't communicate really without breathing, aside from sign language. So breath and words are a couple. And what fuels what? Do words fuel the breath, or does the breath fuel the words? The equation would be all words require breath. So therefore, what would it be? All words require breath, so therefore you cannot speak
without
breath.
Well, you can write.
Yeah, you can write.
You can write. Well, I mean, but you need breath to do anything. I mean, breath, if you're not breathing, then you're not functioning in any capacity.
Right.
So
now the ideas, well, is the fuel for the words, and the words aren't the fuel for the breath, even though words can be fueled by breath with emotion. What kind of breath do you put into the word? Whether you're screaming, yelling, being sarcastic, being funny, giving a speech, saying hello, you have to analyze. Everything requires a different kind of breath. Every word has a different breath connection. So the more you're aware of your breath in relation to the expression of your words, more or less the words you're using, see, even then, the words you're using, the using becomes stomach breath. They is a simple mouth breath. You don't need the stomach, potentially. Union, it sounds like you're throwing up. But it's coming from a deeper level, right? Am I right? Am I wrong?
Well, I mean, I think that they need breath too, but anyway.
They? Well, yeah,
I mean, in any
tongue to teeth.
I understand what you're saying.
Deeper.
Wow.
So words generally, there's a certain, the tongue has to manipulate a certain way, whether it's touching the teeth or remaining sedate within the cushion of where the tongue usually sits.
But then
the regulation of the breath requires a different volume and intensity and control for the emphasis of the word. I mean, that's how I see it.
You're right.
Yeah.
But I don't think that most people are speaking. If you look at, take a sample of the general population, I don't think people are speaking connected breath. There's not a connected breath. I mean, a truly connected breath.
Well, then they may be speaking with bad breath.
No. Well.
No pun intended. But that may...
I mean, think about how the newscaster speaks, for example. I mean, we're talking like old-fashioned newscasters as compared to a regular individual. There's a completely different content to the resonance, tone, etc., compared to an average individual who isn't aware of how to breathe in
right.
a connected way.
Right. And right, absolutely. But if we go back to our general original discussion, the attitude of breath, more or less through the pronunciation and syllable arrangement of words and things like that, the attitude of breath is going to be different with the emotion of what's being said. And that still involves our discussion of chakra systems and energy and all that kind of thing. So we use breath. Our breath is really our control panel. It rules most things, except if you're doing an interior dialogue. But even then, that can affect your heartbeat.
Yeah.
So my proposal is that if you have positive breath, even in regard to negative things you have to tackle, positive breath does have a penetrating factor. We tend to think that positivity is very, you know, the homeostasis of being positive is to be balanced and kind and generous and with a good attitude. But a positive breath can be slicing. It can be very dangerous in its core. Portion of output. So you could use a positive tongue, Asselin of the Bergerac. You can use a powerful Edmund Mostung. You can use a powerful tongue to administer an exchange of words. Just like our former caller, that ridiculous nonsense person thinking that they use bigotry and anti-Semitism and whatever their bag is to state something. And then before we cut that idiot off, he yelling in the background. Now, if you took his breath and saw the arrangement of it and how much energy he put into doing that, that's time. He's wasting his life using this breath to do negative energy, but that's time on the wear and tear of his chakra system. He could die an early death. You know, negativity doesn't give you any good promise of long life. I mean, there are people who are negative.
There's a lot of people who are negative that live long lives, especially if they're tenacious, you know.
Right.
But
if we're looking at the general well-being and the functioning of chakra systems, breath is important,
but
the clarity of thinking is important.
Well, yeah, and even if this individual has a long life, it doesn't mean it's not going to be rife with difficulties, you know. Because of the fact that the chakra system is so misaligned and out of tune.
I mean, you know, there's the breath of discrimination, being insulting. There's the breath of condemnation, trying to get one over on some. You know, that is a certain kind of breath. And it takes a certain amount of energy to produce that breath because now it gets joined with words. Those words become typed in the manuscript of your life. They'll ring back.
Right, it's a recording that you'll have to face once the time comes in terms of the soul leaving the body and
right.
Going through that whole process.
Let your yes be yes and your nay be nay. You know, be clear. Don't confuse your language with something that is untruthful or discriminating, no matter what it is, whether it's to a religion or to a sexuality, to a political party, it's okay to slice and dice and to have fun and debate, but you got to be careful.
Well, yeah, and even
when you're insulting, it's like yelling fire and prayer.
Well, it's interesting because it brings up the whole, which is, you know, kind of ridiculous waste of time to even talk about, but it brings up the whole Oscar event, you know,
yeah.
Using your words carefully. And obviously, you know, what a comedian, there's debate over, I mean, whether it was a real event or not, if it was staged or not staged. The idea that Chris Rock said something offensive because Jada Pinkett Smith has alopecia and he made a joke about her being bald, and it's debatable whether that really is a joke about alopecia or if it was much more benign in its content. And you know, what to say, I mean, we're talking about, you know, bigotry and using your tongue in a negative way, but comedians, especially older generation comedians, made plenty of off-color jokes, and you know, there's a place for it.
I think the common denominator, I mean, he was a host and he was like roasting. He was just making fun. I think he looked at her head and thought, he thought of an allusion to a movie and he decided to make a joke.
Yeah, it was,
most people take those things in stride. They laugh along. Will Smith, maybe the wife nodded to him like, well, you're going to defend me. And maybe he changed his tone then and he had to stand up for his manhood for a heavy price. So his mouth got him in trouble. His mouth got him in trouble.
And thereafter, Will Smith's mouth got him in trouble.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, who knows if it was even, you know, a real, I don't know.
Well, if we look at it for face value, he regrets his breath and his words and his actions. Now, I'm sure that, you know, if he had won his acceptance, if he had won the Academy Award and kept his energy intact, he could have accepted the award and said, you know, we all must be mindful of how we could hurt people when we make fun of appearance. And that goes deep. There's time for laughter, but laughter should always be, if it's going to be considered an insult, then it's got to be agreeable.
Okay,
otherwise, you know.
But there was controversy, and I mean, don't want to get into this whole debate over what happened or what didn't happen prior to the night of the Oscars. But the first reports that I heard were that the jokes are all rehearsed, even the quote unquote ad libs, they're all rehearsed ahead of time. And that joke was rehearsed already the previous day.
Yeah.
Then later reports came out that said that, no, that was not done in the rehearsal. What to believe? Who knows? But there was a joke about Timothy Chalamet, who was in June, looking bad because of COVID. And then they showed that other actor, you know, the actor that was in the movie about the drums, the jazz teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was insulting to his appearance. Obviously a play on joke, because they say everything is planned at those award shows. And so there is an insult. You know, it's ageism. So
I think everything is probably,
you know,
planned. I don't know if David Niven would believe that with the naked streaker behind him and everybody has their shortcomings. I don't know if that was, I don't think that was planned.
What?
How that
the
naked
joke?
Streaker got
the,
grabbed behind,
no, I'm talking
David
about the
Niven.
Joke.
And David Niven kind of looked in his suave English manner and said, well, everybody has their shortcomings. Meaning,
yeah,
I
thought he was.
Tell you.
Yeah.
So he came up with
that. That was very clever.
So, you know, to keep your cool and to have a good comeback or to take the opportunity to express some sense of awareness about how we may hurt others because of our language and our choice of words. I think all part of that is also, like you said, Kristen, the awareness of all the chakras intermingling in one breath. The root system, the relationship, the emotional heartbeat, the visual, display and the mentality of what spirituality really is. So
yeah, wrapped it up into one neat little sandwich.
Yeah. Wrap it up into one ball and die, like Frank Sinatra said. But that's life, and that's the radio show. And that's our radio show for today.
That
right?
is our radio show for today. We are back on the air on Friday at our regular time, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. And thanks to our contributor, Jackie, today. And thanks, Sherry, for listening. We hope that we speak to you on Friday. Bye-bye.